Turning to sports now on KNKX, officials involved in the remaking of Seattle's Key Arena held their first public discussion about the project this week at the Pacific Science Center. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel was there and learned how they plan to transform the arena into a premier hockey, basketball, and concert venue. Art, after this week's public presentation that included key designers and architects of the project, we now have a much better idea of what exactly is going to be going on at the site.
What they said was, this is a little bit like building a ship in a bottle. And I began to understand this through their explanations. Again, to review what's happened, this is an $850 million privately funded project by the Oakview Group to remake Key Arena. And they stressed, they said, this is not a renovation. The trick here is that this ship in a bottle is being built in a public park surrounded by an urban village. And one of the biggest aspects of it is they're going to dig an enormous hole while still preserving Key Arena's four big buttresses that hold everything together. And so they're going to dig a hole that is going to consume all the plazas around Key Arena. They're going to expand this building from its current 411,000 square feet to more than 800,000, and most of that expansion is going to be underground. Key Arena was deemed by the NBA too small. In fact, it was the smallest arena when the Sonics left in 2008, and even at 800,000 square feet, it's going to be at the bottom of arenas of its kind in North America. So it's a lot of things going on in a very small space, and the drama is going to be immense.
So what surprised you? What did you learn this week?
The biggest thing that I did not know was that as part of the demolition, they're going to have to preserve the roof, and they're going to lift it up and suspend it in the air over the project as they demolish and as they rebuild the walls. Apparently, it's going to be with cranes and slings, they're going to hold the roof up while the building underneath gets rebuilt. So that's a real feat in itself. And then in terms of design features, something I did not know was that they are going to put a window on the north side of the building so that people will have actual daylight views of Queen Anne Hill. And then they've repositioned the front door. The main entrance of Key Arena is going to be on the south side on Thomas Street, looking toward downtown. And they are going to have an atrium that's going to be part of that entrance to restore some of the public plaza elements that they had to remove in the excavation. So all of that was kind of jaw-dropping at that point.
Definitely. Well, one question I have, you mentioned that picture window. What about acoustics, especially for concerts?
They're going to have a big old curtain that they're going to be able
okay,
to close
okay.
on that window. Yeah, because the reverb in there, it's always been a poor place acoustically to hear a concert. So another feature that I had not imagined.
Well, all this work going on, all this digging that they're doing and the suspension of the roof while they're doing it, certainly a daunting task. And that has driven up the cost of the project and delayed the start of the hockey season.
Right. They also had a change in contractors. The NHL pushed back on the opening date. Instead of 2020, they want to open now in October 2021, and they've hired a technologist to try to refocus people's attention on the events going on and away from their phones. If that does happen, I'm going to say this is a triumph of innovation, ingenuity beyond human imagination.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is SportsPress Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.